Good morning. It is 7:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Congratulations again to Marty. I didn't ask her how to pronounce it. Maciel? I'm not sure, but Marty was our winner. She got the correct answer. Juneteenth was the answer to that event and celebration that happens each and every year at this time. And there's a celebration happening here in Galesburg as well coming up this Saturday. And there's actually a few things going on, and this one of those events. And joining us to talk more about the Juneteenth 2021 celebration, first off, we're joined by Reverend Andrew Jowers. Reverend Jowers, good morning. How are you today? Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Let me get that. I think that's okay. Now I got that correct. Also, Reverend James Haley. Reverend Haley, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Tom. Doing well. God is good all the time. And thank God for this blessed moment.
Absolutely. Also, Semenya McCord. Good morning, Semenya. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm awake.
It's not a time we should be, right?
But I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's first start off with you, Reverend Jowers. Let's talk a little bit about Juneteenth in the first place. You know, it's a we've talked about this before on the air that it was a way different time. There was no cell phones, no CNN, there were newspapers, there was a telegraph, but word did not spread very fast in the days of the Emancipation Proclamation, the end of the Civil War and all that. Not everybody knew that that slavery had ended and that slaves were now free. And so what happened is word, I don't remember, how many months was it later that word finally got to Texas? It was a while.
It was 3 years.
Yeah, it took quite some time, obviously. So I guess as I said, it's Juneteenth. It's a celebration. It's a second emancipation. It's a second Independence Day, and that's kind of the feeling now. And we were just talking off the air, Reverend Jowers, about the fact that this is one of those that, you know, I think I first learned about it probably, you know, within the last, I was trying to think, it was like, you know, maybe 20 years or so or 30 years. And I had not something we learned about in school, but this is one of the things that people should know about this. This is, as we said, it's not just history in Texas. This is U.S. history.
U.S. history. Yes, yeah. Exactly. The word did not get out, and part of that was by design. Those slave owners did not want to let go of that labor force. And so it was to their benefit not to get that word out. Yeah. So they were going to take advantage, maximum advantage of their workforce. And so when, you know, the war was, you know, coming to an end, you know, that word was slow in getting to Texas. And so there was a regiment that went to Galveston, Texas, June 19th, 1865. And it was General Order Number 3, Headquartered District of Texas. So June 19th, 1865 was that date. And from then on, the following year, there was a celebration to mark that event. And so I think there's some lapses in history, and we have not done as good a job as we should have done in making that information known to our entire country. And so part of our celebration is to start making it known and to, you know, get the word out that this is something that we all should celebrate.
You know, it's so interesting, Reverend Haley, I'll let you speak to this a little bit, that, you know, as we said, and today, if something happens, the entire world knows about it within minutes. It, you know, at that time, whether you were there and you were a slave owner or a slave, it would be almost something that would be unfathomable, especially as a slave, like, this is it, I can go now. I'm free. I can go live my life. It would be almost hard to even imagine that it had happened.
Well, you're right about that. When the message finally got back to many of the people, it was hard for them to believe because they were so geared up to continue in the way they were doing that they didn't know anything different. But they did know that there was a civil war and that we know that North won, and then that as the message went out, it was like you had said earlier, it was slow getting out because of that. But once they finally got the real message out, and they're in Texas and went on and had the first one, it should have been a celebration every year, but as Pastor Jowers said, sometimes the best things that we need to carry on, we tend to forget about it, especially if there's some pain with it. Now, there's some celebration with this, but then there's some real pain. And as you look up and begin to read and focus on Juneteenth and getting some history on it, that it was a celebration and that people of color or black or whatever they may want to call African American, that we celebrated it because Freedom Day, you know, Freedom Month, freedom. And if you had freedom already, you didn't have no reason to celebrate. You know, you had no reason to celebrate. You had no reason to as they said, they got new clothes on because it was a new beginning, a new day, a new beginning. So they made sure that they honored it that way. And what has happened over the years, we just have lackadaisically just let it slip and slide and not make put emphasis on it. But guess what? As soon as you put emphasis on something, everybody gets up and they act like, wow. And then some will want to reject it, but others want to push it forward. We understand, and I'm gonna quit, but 4th of July, everybody knows about that.
Right.
Everybody knows about that. We make such a big ado of it. And how dare we don't make a big ado of it? Because everybody knows about it, and they have been geared for it. They've been taught in high school, elementary school. But we were never truly taught about Juneteenth and the celebration that went with it. Because I know if I had been living in 1865 and hadn't heard that news, and when I got it, I probably would have been running and jumping and clapping and saying, what can we do to celebrate?
Absolutely.
And today, we still need to say the same thing. What do we do to celebrate and continue letting people know that some of us have come a long ways? I won't say all, but some.
Yeah, a remembrance, a celebration, and Semenya McCord also with us here this morning. Hopefully this is going to get easier and going to get taught more. I know so the U.S. Senate has unanimously passed the bill to establish Juneteenth as a national holiday, expected to pass the House as well, and then be signed into law by the president. It's been a state holiday in Texas for over 40 years. And I think in Illinois it may have gone through both houses as well and passed, and we're waiting for the governor to sign it. So hopefully that's something that happened. But it's something, again, as Reverend Haley alluded to, it's like something that this needs to be in history books. This needs to be taught because it's not, you know, it didn't all just happen. Okay, Civil War's over. There it is. That's not how it happened.
Not hardly, no. Yeah. No, it's exciting to consider. We've tried from various times to do some things here. My mother was from Texas, so I heard about it, you know, when we were relatively small. It would come around and she would talk about it. You know, a lot of people don't know, hadn't heard anything. And we've tried to do some things from time to time here in Galesburg. I think one of the biggest things was probably in 2015 when there were a lot of organizations around town that were working in collaboration to have a full weekend of events. And so we, you know, I think we were geared to do that in 2020, actually. We were meeting at the public library and representatives from a lot of organizations around the town and churches beginning a plan. But, of course, 2020 went the way that it went. So here we are, you know, trying to start up things again and get people together. Times of celebration sometimes feel far and few between. So it's great to have that and have this reach out to the community the way it's doing this year.
Semenya McCord with us, Reverend James Haley, Reverend Andrew Jowers. There is a celebration coming up. We've come this far by faith, celebrating Juneteenth 2021, sponsored by Allen Chapel AME Church. Well, let's go back to you, Reverend Jowers. Talk a little bit about some of the things that are going to be going on coming up this Saturday, starting at noon.
Where there will be an event at Hope Cemetery to kind of highlight those individuals within the African-American community.
Yeah, and there's a great history here in Galesburg of that. We got a chance to talk to Rex Charrington about that on Saturday. So, yeah, that's going to be a really, really cool event.
So I will be participating in that. Richard Worthington Sr. was a black businessman that was in the Civil War, and he started out as a corporal and then achieved the rank of sergeant. And he came in 1868 and settled in Galesburg and became very, very influential within the black community and as a businessman. And so we'll be highlighting his a little bit about his life. And he was a very wealthy man, so he, in a sense, achieved the American dream, as we say today. But my focus as a keynote speaker is to remind us of our history. And, again, the theme, we've come this far by faith. And it was the faith of our ancestors and those generations that were slaves in America that, you know, that kept them. And they heard the master's sermon on Sunday morning and grabbed a hold of it and developed a faith of their own. And that sustained them, you know, through all those years of, you know, toil and struggle. So I will be emphasizing that fact that it is a faith journey. And that ought to, you know, relate to, you know, really ring out and, you know, speak well in Galesburg, because we have a real powerful history of being part of that legacy of the Underground Railroad and that faith journey, you know, that the slaves made. And there were many in Galesburg that participated in that.
Yeah, a lot of history here in Semenya. You'll be portraying Aunt Suki also at the cemetery. Doc Patterson will be there portraying Bill Pickett. Wendell Hunnigan will be there as a historian. And it's just going to be a great event. So let's talk, Reverend Haley, about at Allen Chapel AME Church. You're encouraging people. There'll be some chairs provided, but bring your own lawn chair. So we'll be outside in the parking lot next.
Yes, we'll be outside at Sandish Park. Everybody knows.
Oh, Sandish Park, okay.
Yes, Sandish Park, right across from the City Hall and right next door to the courthouse. And so we're going to be there, and we're looking forward to a great celebration, because the original kickoff celebration in 1865, they did it with prayer meetings. They did it with singing and sharing of spiritual songs and all the other things that we're going to be presenting that day, you know. And last year, as Sister McCoy was saying, we had planned a great big event with many of the different organizations. Carl Sandburg was going to be involved. Knox College was going to be involved. But we understand 2020 changed it all. But this year, I felt, along with Pastor Jowers, and I know many others probably did, but I decided to take the bull by the horn and say, hey, we're going to do something, because we ought to celebrate it and not miss it, you know. And so we're going to celebrate Saturday. If those who are listening would love to come out, they can bring their lawn chairs. We're going to have about 20 to 30 chairs there, because there's no seating capacity in the park except you bring your own chairs. And we're going to do that. And as I challenge people on the Facebook, if you come, you're going to have a blessed time. I guarantee you that, because I know God is going to move, because as they were saying that when they started, they it was a new beginning, and people bought and they brought new clothes. But I'm going out and get me a new outfit and I'm going to celebrate, because
absolutely,
I have a reason to celebrate. And God brought us this far by faith. Yes, I wasn't there, but I was there, because I'm a seed of all of that which happened. And now I want to pass that seed on to others, but I want to pass it on even as they would. I know they would probably tell you, if they could tell you, say, hey, y'all don't know what it is to be really in slavery.
Right.
We know what it is, and to be free at last. We know Dr. King said freedom, you know, he gave his freedom speech. And he ended up saying, free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Now, we can say similar to that, but we do know that we still have a battle ahead in America. And America, I wanted to just say, America, understand that America is a diverse country, but it is America.
Yes,
but it has different people involved in the country that makes it America, the land of the free, and that says
home of the brave,
home of the brave, and that says in God
we trust.
We trust.
Absolutely.
But I feel great. I know God's gonna give us some fantastic weather, and we just want anyone to come. And then when it's over, we're gonna march down to the church and we're gonna have a reception. We're gonna sing as we march. I'm letting you know now. Be ready to sing. And if you can't carry but a tune in the bucket like me, bring the bucket and let's sing.
Well, the good thing is you're going to have Pippi and Daniel performing. Pan Davison's going to be performing. So, and many, of course, will be there.
Yeah,
so, yeah. So there will be people there that can sing.
And even Pastor Jowers can sing.
Yeah. We're going to look to Semenya to take care of that singing.
All right. Perfect. Dorian Riley's going to be there, a poet as well. And just it sounds like it's going to be great. And again, celebration, but also remember. We don't want to ever forget.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because the Underground Railroad is important in America, even though it brings pain along with it, but it also shows faith along with it, and it shows how we work together when we want to really work together, and how we make the country a better country by working together and understanding that all men was created equal.
Absolutely.
Not one third, two third, but all of us are equal in His sight, and we were created that way.
We've come this far by faith, celebrating Juneteenth, 2021, sponsored by Allen Chapel AME Church. It'll be Standish Park by the courthouse this Saturday, starting anew. Of course, the event happening at Hope Cemetery as well. Just some really great things going on. Something for us to remember and a celebration, and I guess part of it also just making sure that this history is carried on, that people continue to know about it.
Yes.
Right. Tom, we want you to know you have a special invitation. We want to make sure you have a special invitation.
You're not asking me to sing, are you?
No. We won't ask you to sing, but you can bring your group with you if you got a group that want to sing.
Tyler, can you sing better than me, I hope?
I knew you were going to turn to me.
Exactly. Well, again, so this Saturday, and again, as a day to celebrate and remember. Reverend Jarvis, anything else you would like to add?
Well, I would just challenge folks to open their minds and their hearts and, come out and listen. I think we're in a crucial moment for our country, and we need to listen to each other. And in listening to each other, we can, hear each other's story. And we all have got a story to tell, and we need to pass that on to our children. We have not done that as good a job as we should have in passing that information on. I grew up in the South. I know what Jim Crow is all about. And if I can make it through that, I can share that story of how the Lord came through and how He made a way. We say He made a way out of no way. And so with that, we appreciate being here to just share that little bit of what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Semenya, anything else you would like to add?
Well, I guess we're one of a few different things. You mentioned the Hope Cemetery tour, and I would probably have to reiterate if it wasn't when Rex was here, the registration for it is full.
Yeah, he said you can get on the waiting list. I don't know that you're going to get through though. But
yeah, one of those kinds of things. So I guess we want to know that recognize that interest is there, and they'll probably do more things. The there's a community diaper drive going on at the space will be the Central Congregational Church, but it is sponsored by the Rock Apostolic Community Church. From 10 to 4, asking people just to drop off diapers, pull-ups, baby wipes. It's in conjunction with another organization here called Loving Bottoms. And then our program at noon, and then one of our supporters at Allen, Naomi Law, has written a book. She will be having a book signing out at the Welcome Center from 2 to 4. For her book, based on it's a children's book, but some
or
of her
the Orphean Mouse.
For the Orphean,
we got to have Naomi on to talk about.
Good. So yeah, it's good to know that the community in a lot of different ways is coming together under the banner in a way of Juneteenth, because it is perhaps one of those celebrations that beyond just a party. We have to consider the weight of the history, and people are beginning to recognize more and more that, as Reverend Jowers and Reverend Haley have been saying, that history has been sort of to the side. You only know about it if your family has been somehow connected. So I'm excited that at least, you know, if we get this national holiday, then that will in one way endorse the legitimacy of celebrating and educating across the country in a way that we just haven't had before.
Absolutely.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Dominion, thank you. Reverend Haley, any final thoughts?
We just want to thank you for this opportunity for sharing, and we just look forward to a great time, and may God bless everyone, and may God bless America, and let's continue to show love.